Bart Sobrell is an award-winning filmmaker, writer, investigative journalist. He has produced television programs and documentaries for over 35 years. He has made the film A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. He has also made the film Astronauts Gone Wild. And he has a new book. His recent book is called Moon Man, The True Story of a Filmmaker on the CIA Hit List. Bart Sobrell, good morning.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm glad you're back with us. We have so many things we want to talk about, but I think it's always important to start with the basics for those who are kind of new to this whole concept. Why do you say we didn't go to the moon? You know, what's the basic argument and belief that you have?
Well, you know, I wish with all my heart that the moon landings were real. That would mean that we live in a better world and have a better government than we actually do. But we have to eventually face facts. I grew up believing, like everybody else, that the moon landings are real. In fact, I was the biggest fan. I had 29 by 12 color prints on my wall for 10 years and grew up the biggest fan of the moon landings. And the basic way, easiest way to demonstrate that the moon landings are fake is simply with deductive logic. There's never been a technical milestone in the entire history of the world that no one on Earth could repeat 50 years later, much less when in fact it should be 1,000 times better 50 years later. For example, when Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic in 1927, would it be impossible for anyone to fly over the Atlantic 50 years later? No.
Right.
Just 10 years later, there were thousands of aircraft, 100 times more complicated, flying over the Atlantic. When they blew up the first atomic bomb in 1945, just 10 years later, atomic bombs were 1,000 times more powerful. So today, with 21st century technology, the farthest that NASA can send astronauts into space is only 250 miles. Pick a city that's 250 miles away, turn it vertically, and that's as far as NASA can send an astronaut today. Now, the moon is 1,000 times farther than that. So what they're saying is they had 1,000 times greater technology in 1969 when all of NASA combined had 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone. They had 1,000 times greater technology in 1969 than they do today. You see, it's impossible for technology to go backwards. If they could go to the moon on the first attempt before cell phones and microwave ovens, we would have been on Mars 10 years later. We'd be in another solar system by now, and there'd be bases all over the moon. But there aren't any because they unfortunately faked it. We uncovered classified footage, which you can see for free at Sobrell, S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, R-E-L, Sobrell.com. And you can see them faking being halfway to the moon right in front of your eyes. And then the book Moon Man, which you can get in audio, Kindle, or print. We have the deathbed confession of a man who was at Cannon Air Force Base June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 1968, near Clovis, New Mexico. He stood beside President Johnson while they filmed Apollo 11 a year in advance. We have a deathbed confession. And then we have simple photographic evidence of pictures with shadows of objects 5 feet apart that are intersecting at 90 degrees when sunlight is always parallel. There's so much proof that the moon landings are fake. If it weren't for people making a god out of it, they would see the truth for what it is.
Amazing. I agree with you. That is a very compelling thought to ponder, as you say, the deductive logic of it, about how in all of human history, there's no technology that didn't advance except this.
Exactly. I mean, that would be like Toyota saying in 1969 they had a car that could go 50,000 miles on 1 gallon of gasoline, but darn, 5 decades later, their best car can only go 1,000th this far. How can they go 1,000 times farther into outer space in 1969 with 1 millionth the computing power of a cell phone than they can today with 5 decades better technology? It's completely illogical. And, you know, I talked to a professor at an aerospace university, and he said, there's nothing you could say that will convince me the moon landings are fake. And then I said, well, what if you saw Neil Armstrong on national TV confessing and crying, saying, I'm sorry, we faked it. He said, I still think we went. I mean, this is how blind people are to the truth.
In your films, you made reference to the video clips that are on your website, Sabrell.com. You do show the faked footage within one of these moon launches. Can you explain that footage? I've watched it. People can go to your website and see it. What is going on in the footage? What did they do to fake footage?
Yeah, this is really remarkable. We found a classified tape of fake photography, and I actually have a sound clip from it queued up because this is radio, right?
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, my films cost $1 million to produce. We were financed by a board member of an aerospace company who builds rockets for NASA, who knows that the moon landings are fake. So 3.5 years into the 7-year project, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I just having a hard time giving up my God of the moon landings are great. Hooray, hooray. And I pop in a tape, you know, trying to analyze the footage and see if it's real or not. And on the first thing on the screen, it says, do not show to the public. I'm thinking, oh, this should be pretty good. I hit fast forward and I see the same shot for an hour. It's allegedly a little blue ball Earth with black around it to demonstrate halfway, you know, to the moon. They're looking back, you know, at this tiny Earth in the sky. Well, it proves to be a complete fake, a 1-foot model. Now, the thing is dated 2 days into the flight, and we have them crystal clear, 100% proof. Apollo 11 is faking being halfway to the moon 2 days into the flight. Well, they're still in Earth orbit 2 days into the flight.
Right.
They never left Earth orbit.
Let me explain it to the audience. I know you're going to play the audio, but let me explain it the way I kind of see it and see if I'm right or wrong. Let's just say you had a little porthole and you were in Earth orbit. Looking out of the porthole, you would see nothing. The Earth would fill your view of out the porthole, let's say. But if you put a black scrim over it with just a circle, it would appear like the Earth, the little part of the Earth you see, looks like a dot in a black sky at that point because you put an overlay over the window. And that's kind of what they're doing. Am I explaining that correctly?
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is just go to Sibrel, Sibrel.com, click on the top left button that says Moonman Video Links, and go to video link number 4, and it demonstrates this. And not only do we have them, you know, because they thought all these, you know, outtakes of the model would be edited out, and they only showed like the best 10 seconds of it to the public. We have the hour of them trying to perfect this 1-foot model of the Earth, you know, with fake black around it. And not only that, we have a third track of audio of the CIA telling them how to fake it. Now, basically, they're in Earth orbit. And here we are 50 years later, and they still cannot leave Earth orbit. So they had to fake being halfway to the moon. They can't leave Earth orbit because of space radiation that NASA admits. So we have this in another clip. They admit the radiation is lethal, and they admit word for word the technology necessary to go through the radiation to the moon and survive has yet to be invented. They said that out of their own mouth. So they're actually only 250 miles away from the Earth. So when NASA talks to them, they would get the radio signal quickly and respond quickly. But the CIA said, you know, don't do that. It'll give away the fact that you're close to the Earth. If you're halfway to the moon, like we're pretending to be, it would take about 2 seconds for the audio to go out, 2 seconds for it to come back. So the CIA counted off 4 seconds. So I'm going to play a clip. You're going to hear NASA speak. You're going to see that they created a fake, you know, dead air of 4 seconds. Then you're going to hear a third track of audio of the CIA saying, talk. And then Neil Armstrong speaks. Here's the clip.
On Apollo 11, Houston, Goldstone says that the TV looks great. Over.
And we just heard the CIA prompting the astronauts not to answer the questions from NASA immediately, to count off 4 seconds first, talk, and then speak to create this fake radio delay. It's absolutely remarkable.
And that was on the classified tape that you got a hold of?
Yeah, and that you can see for free at Sibrel.com. We included it in the film, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. And then the other clip I have queued up is from the second film that you talked about called Astronauts Gone Wild. You know, after we produced the first film, I guess from, you know, seeing courtroom dramas as a kid on TV, I said, well, why don't we just ask these guys, you know, to swear on the Bible? So I got one of the Apollo astronauts in his house next to a TV. I popped in the classified fake footage. He turned beet red, said, where did you get this? You know, and he literally physically assaults me. And in the commotion, we leave a high quality wireless microphone on the guy. And my camera guy leaves the camera still recording in the backseat of the rental car, privately recording the conversations inside the astronaut's house with the door closed. And him and his son are discussing whether or not to call the CIA to have me assassinated. Now, if they really went to the moon, and I'm some silly person who thinks they didn't go, why would you need to call the CIA to kill me? I mean, that makes no sense. But if I'm a journalist uncovering a genuine government fraud, then maybe the CIA would have to be called. Take a listen to this. Do you want to call the CIA and have him whacked?
Right.
That was, you know, the astronaut and his son discussing in the privacy of their home what to do about me, who uncovered this particular footage.
That clip is also at Sibrel.com under the video clip, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Bart Sibrel, yeah. His book is called Moon Man, The True Story of a Filmmaker on the CIA Hit List. It doesn't end there. I think there's more confessions coming up in... I want to know more about this CIA hit list thing. Hold on, Bart. I'll be right back with you. Of course, Bart was a believer, like most people, but now he does not believe that we landed on the moon, and we're talking about it with him. And your phone calls at 302-839-1059. Bart Sibrel is here. The website is Sibrel.com, S-I-B as in boy, R-E-L. Bart, after the astronaut's son said, do you want me to call the CIA and have him whacked or waxed? I'm not sure of the term. But did that end it with the CIA, or do you think the CIA came after you in other ways?
Well, that's one of the things that I disclose in the book, Moon Man, for the very first time. And the book is on audio. I read it myself. It's also on Kindle or print. You can get that at Sibrel.com as well. It's got excellent reviews. 90% of the reviews are 4 or 5 stars. And basically, a third of the book is the how and why we didn't go to the moon. Another third is, well, what does this mean? We've proven that the moon landings are fake. What does this mean? It means that criminals, gangsters, run our government and most governments of the world. And that's an alarming state to be in, especially when their stated goal is to depopulate most of us. And then the last third of the book are these kind of X-Files espionage adventures that I had investigating this, including at one point being kidnapped and drugged by the CIA, escaping their custody. I peed in a cup and gave my urine to a friend to put in a lab in his name. I said, I got him. You know, they literally interrogated me with questions prearranged on a clipboard, gave me some drug that was so severe I started vomiting, and I told them everything they wanted to know. So the idea that you need to torture somebody to give them get information is not true. And then I escaped their custody. I peed in a cup. I said, I got them. I'm going to prove that I've been drugged by this exotic drug. I gave it to a friend to put in a lab in his name, not mine, to try to, you know, outwit the CIA. And when I checked on it, he said, well, there was a problem. And I said, well, what? He said, well, there was a break-in at the lab. And I'm like, yeah. He said, well, strange thing. The only thing stolen was your urine sample. So, you know, I've never discussed these adventures before. I go into great detail about them, how I was basically kidnapped on the doorsteps of CNN before CNN was able to get this incriminating footage of fake photography. And all these weird adventures that I had to go through in investigating this. Because you have to remember that there was a gentleman investigating whether or not GM was corrupt or not. But this was back in the 60s. I think he wrote a book unsafe at any speed. And they had people follow him and try to entrap him. And this was simply not to put airbags in cars. So you can imagine the type of pressure that would be on me if I have physical evidence that the moon landings were fake, including a deathbed testimony. In fact, while I was editing my book, which that alone took 2 years, I was calling to confirm the information of our deathbed confession from the man who was there when they filmed Apollo 11 at Cannon Air Force Base. He was chief of security. I'm calling to confirm the details with his surviving relative, and the CIA breaks into the guy's house, removes any record that this person's relative worked at that Air Force Base, and they were threatened face-to-face with death if they ever spoke to me again. I had to call the White House press secretary, a senator on the Intelligence Committee, and the regional FBI to get whistleblower protection for this gentleman. All this is talked about in the book for the very first time.
Where is Cannon Air Force Base? Where is that?
That's near Clovis, New Mexico. This gentleman was the chief of security. He was a military police officer, and he eyewitnessed firsthand that they filmed Apollo 11 at his Air Force Base, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. He gave us a list of 15 names of people he was allowed into this large airplane hangar where they created a fake moon set. He gave us that list. I actually called a couple of people on that list, some of whom are still alive today, and they indicated to me that they still have in their homes this high, you know, scrambled military grade private video conferencing equipment that they can talk with other Apollo astronauts about this in secret.
Wow. Let me ask you this. The book is called Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list. On this topic, one of the biggest rebuttals to there's no way we could fake it. People say this all the time. I just don't think they've really pondered it. But they say, how could thousands and thousands of people keep a secret? How could even a dozen people keep a secret? How do you explain that? I mean, most people didn't know, right?
Yeah, it's very simple to explain. That's like saying what a bank teller knows and what the CEO of the bank knows about the corruption in the company are identical. They're completely different. You know, the atomic bomb involved the construction of, you know, in 1945, 145,000 people, yet only 8 people knew what they were building. Do you really think the CIA is stupid enough to tell the person making the glove or the door handle or the boot, hey, we're really not going to the moon, don't tell anybody? I mean, come on.
I know. They make. By the way, they make spacesuits. ILC in Dover makes, spacesuits for NASA right here. But it's not like they know. They believe and are doing their job and contributing. But they don't know the...
Yeah. It's actually so easy to fake. There's only 3 eyewitnesses. I mean, World War II was in front of hundreds of millions of eyewitnesses. But the greatest event in human history, allegedly putting a man on the moon, there's only 3 eyewitnesses, no independent press coverage, a TV picture coming from the Nixon administration that we're supposed to take as genuine. You see, it was so easy to fake. People don't realize that. It was all based on trust of the government, which we know is highly corrupt. I mean, 75% of Americans know that Oswald did not kill Kennedy. Half doubt the authenticity of the claim about what happened on 9/11, and now 1 out of 4 people, which is a pretty large group, believe the, quote, craziest one, which unfortunately ends up being true, which is that the moon landings were fake. They can't have 1,000 times greater technology in 1969 than they do today. Technology right. does not go backwards.
Exactly. Bart Sabrell, hold on. The book is called Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list, and you can get it online wherever books are sold. Bart Sabrell coming back in 1 minute with your calls. We have some great questions for him, and you can be a part of it at 302-839-1059. Dan Gaffney Morning Show time, 7:31.
CBS News Brief. Jury deliberations are underway in Alex Jones' civil trial in a case brought by the parents of a 6-year-old victim of the Sandy Hook massacre. The conspiracy theorists on the stand.
It's 100% real.
Friday. Bart Sabrell is here. Bart, on the text line, someone says, if we didn't land on the moon, why did the Soviet Union go along with it, the lie?
Well, that's an excellent question. And that's another, you know, alleged reason why we must have gone, because the Soviets would have blown the whistle. But it only takes one more step of investigation to prove that's not the case. For example, let's say I had a picture of a world leader with a prostitute. I could give that away free to the media and ruin them. Or I could blackmail them year after year after year after year and make millions and millions and millions of dollars. The Soviets, the Chinese, the Israelis, the Japanese, and the European Space Agency all know that the moon landings are fake. But go ahead and go against the United States government and see what happens to you, like Libya did, like Iraq did, like Panama did, and see what happens, you know, when those world leaders across the United States. They're just being blackmailed. That's another reason for the truth to come out. I mean, we can't keep painting over mold. And the fact is, this government killed their own president in 1963. They faked the moon landing. They lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident that led to a million people. And unless the government is exposed for these crimes, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and become so infested with corruption, it's beyond repair.
Do you have a question for Bart Sabrell? Go ahead, please.
I do. Bart, are you familiar with the NASA war documents?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Lady Deborah Tavares has been talking about this for many years. It was some things that were found on NASA's website.
All right. Well, we'll ask people to look them up. NASA war documents. He doesn't know, but there are a lot of people that are involved in what you're doing as well, right? Parallel, running parallel. You're not the only believer in this. Bart, are you there?
Are you talking to me or the
No, I'm talking to you. I just wanted to move on. I don't know if that was helpful or not. So I just wanted
to... Oh, yeah. I don't know what he's talking about, but if he could explain it real quick.
We've moved on. Next, 839-1059, our number. Can you have your guest describe the piece of junk in the Smithsonian? I think he's talking about the... If you go to the Smithsonian in D.C., you see the lunar lander.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most, you know, imaginative pieces of artwork ever done. I mean, Von Braun, first of all, said, and you can all see this for free at Sabrell.com, he originally said that to go to the moon with humans on board in one rocket round trip, the rocket, because of the necessary fuel, would have to weigh 800,000 tons. He said these numbers are mathematically irrefutable. The Saturn V weighed only 2,500 tons, a difference of 30,000%. Another thing he said is as soon as you land on the moon, you'd have to go into a cave to protect yourself from micrometeorites because every 24 hours there'd be a 50% chance of dying from lethal particles of sand hitting the lunar surface 10,000 times a minute, traveling at 25,000 miles an hour. You couldn't just plop a spacecraft down there and expect to survive because it would be pelted with the sand traveling at 25,000 miles an hour. So the lunar lander allegedly powered air conditioning for 3 days, combating 250 degrees outside on a bank of car batteries. I mean, it did all these miraculous things that they can't even do today. I mean, it's pretty funny. Bill Casing worked at NASA for 6 years, and he said as soon as a department got organized, they would disassemble the group and send people to other departments so that no one really got the full picture of what was going on. He read a classified memo from Von Braun saying the odds of going to the moon and returning on the first attempt with 1969 technology was 1 in 10,000 chance. We have to understand there's never been a flying machine in the history of aviation that got off the ground on the first attempt, not even a biplane. Right. When the 747 was made 10 years after Apollo, they went through 168 engine failures before they could get that fuselage off the ground. The only aerospace mission that ever worked on the first attempt happened to be the most complicated one ever built. How about that?
Someone is asking a gimme question here. How did they send live camera shots back to the Earth in real time?
Well, they weren't live. I mean, people don't remember what was going on. When they allegedly landed on the moon, they showed an animation on television. They did not show live pictures. That, you know, if I were in charge of the space program of really going to the moon, I would put a live camera on the side of that rocket and not turn it off for the entire mission. The fact is, most of the mission was blacked out. They did not show live pictures during the landing. And all of a sudden, pop, an image comes up and it's the quality of what someone could shoot in their backyard. You know, the fact is all of the original videotapes were deliberately destroyed by NASA.
Right.
Ron Howard was going to do this, you know, IMAX film and project these things at HD resolution, 8 times bigger than ever seen before, 4 times the quality that had ever been seen before. And after he made a request for those originals, 2 days later, 2 times of videotapes disappeared and were never seen again.
Yeah, and by the way, the most historic footage ever in humanity, and they actually claim, this is straight up true, right? They actually claim they just taped over them later. They taped over the video or something, right?
Yeah, and then all of the original schematics for the rocket, the blueprints, the lunar module, NASA admits they deliberately destroyed them. Now, to go to the moon in today's dollars costs $200 billion. Now, imagine Bill Gates spending $200 billion to build the first supercomputer. And when he was done, after it worked great, he takes all the hardware, all the blueprints, and throws them into a furnace. Would you do that? But that's exactly what they did with the moon landing equipment. Now, if you really went to the moon, you would never destroy a $200 billion investment. But if you were committing a fraud, you would destroy all the original, which is exactly what they did.
Do you have a question for Bart Sabrell? Harry, what's your question?
Man, this is wildly entertaining. And I congratulate him on a fantastic show he's presented to everyone this morning.
Any questions?
Well, could he liken this to a president lying about an election or a QAnon or any of these other things we've heard in the last few years?
All right, Bart, answer to that.
He is right about it being a show, but what the show was is Apollo 11. You know, that's a show. If he can show me one time in human history, a technological milestone that wasn't 10 times better 10 years later, and that no one could repeat 50 years later, then I'll say the moon landings are real. The fact is, they cannot. This is the only time in human history that technology has gone backwards simply because it never happened. If he's talking about propaganda, that's exactly what the moon missions were. Nothing but propaganda. The CIA owns all of the media. Go, you know, on national TV, it's entirely propaganda. We accused China and Russia of propaganda. They didn't fake the moon landing. We did. It was done purely for propaganda purposes. That's why Johnson didn't run for reelection when he was eligible, because he knew if he served one more term, it was that term that they would be faking the moon landing. And who knew that would work? Maybe you would get caught. That's why he didn't want to have anything to do with it. Nixon didn't even show up for the launch. Can you imagine? He's president of the United States going to the moon for the first time, and he doesn't show up for the launch because he's afraid to be associated with it should the truth come out. Once they got away with faking it, then he shows up for the launch later. I mean, we have a guy who was there who eyewitnessed the filming of Apollo 11, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 1968, at Cannon Air Force Base, and he was sworn to secrecy and told that if he told anybody, they would kill him and his family. He even knew of a coworker who was murdered for talking about it.
We have lots
of evidence to prove this.
The website is Sabrell.com with video clips, S-I-B-R-E-L, video clips to back up a lot of this. Now, Bart, how do you answer a lot of people texting this, and I'm just going to kind of collate the general question on the text line. How do you explain supposed photographs of artifacts left on the moon, the lunar lander, tracks from the moon buggy or whatever, those sorts of things.
No, I mean, those are from NASA. NASA already faked full body pictures of an astronaut supposedly standing on the moon that were filmed at Cannon Air Force Base. We have an eyewitness who was there when they filmed them. So you're asking the Fox to provide evidence that they didn't steal a chicken. You're saying that little scratches, you know, prove that they landed on the moon. So you're saying fake pictures support fake pictures? That doesn't make any sense. There is no independent verification that the moon landings were real. In fact, there was a local company here in America that was going to send an unmanned probe to the moon and were going to land at the Apollo 11 landing site to prove the missions were real, and NASA forbid it. You would think if the missions were real, they would welcome confirmation of it. But they forbid them to land anywhere near the Apollo site. It's also forbidden to fly over it. How about that?
When you did the Astronauts Gone Wild film, or got the footage that became that film, how many of the Apollo astronauts did you ask in person to put their hand on the Bible and swear that they went? And how many said yes?
I think I asked eight of them, and two of them, the atheists, went ahead and did it. One of which, of course, later we had audio of threatening to call the CIA to have me assassinated, which wouldn't be necessary if they really went to the moon. And then the other one said that he, in fact, never went through the Van Allen radiation belt, which he would have to go through in order to reach the moon. That's one of the reasons he can't go to the moon. Both of those are acknowledged atheists. So Buzz Aldrin, on the other hand, who told me personally he does believe in God, he refused to swear on the Bible. Neil Armstrong refuses to swear on the Bible because they know that would make it a video deposition that could be used in court that could later convict them. On the 25th anniversary, Neil Armstrong held back tears in the White House as a group of high school students were passing through, and he said the following: "Perhaps someday you'll be able to remove one of truth's protective layers." And how ironic that the greatest event in human history, putting a man on the moon, never happened.
What did he mean by that? What did he mean by that?
Exactly. I mean, why does the moon landing have to do with the truth's protective layers having to be pulled back? What does that mean? You know, the film A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon opens up with the Tower of Babel, which, according to the Bible, was only built to boast to another nation. It was never finished. Then we show the Titanic and a publicity poster that says the ship that God himself could not sink. We know what happened there. And then Tricky Dick Nixon, when he knew they were not on the moon, called the moon landing the greatest event since creation. And I think this represents something. You know, originally, Dan, I turned down the project for fear it could be true and I would be risking my life. And then when I later developed a belief in God and right or wrong and the struggle between good and evil, I changed my mind. I think this represents something, that mankind's greatest achievement never happened. When I popped in that classified tape and I saw them faking being halfway to the moon right in front of my eyes, I just quietly wept. I said, this is the world that I live in. How sad is this that our world leaders can't tell the truth that they set a goal that they couldn't do? And not only did they fake the moon landing, this is, you know, the second to the last chapter is called NASA's Greatest Fear. I interviewed extensively, hours upon hours of interviews with dead astronauts' relative, some of whom were murdered by the CIA. Not my opinion, the opinion of the dead man's widow and the opinion of the dead man's son, who's a 747 pilot, that the crew that was going to be the first crew to walk on the moon, that they were killed by the CIA. Not my opinion, the opinion of the dead man's widow and son. You see, if they faked the moon landing and didn't kill anybody, okay, so what? Who cares? But the fact is they used our tax dollars, a third of our labor, right? Paid an income tax. They used it to not only deceive us about the moon landings, they used that money to hire CIA agents and materials to murder our fellow citizens who are going to expose their fraud. We have proof of that. That's in the book at Sabrell.com as well.
Why are you still alive?
Well, it was a harrowing experience there when I found the secret footage. I was drugged. Someone tampered with my car. They drained the brake fluid. They removed the brake fluid warning light, you know, when it got low.
Right.
They tampered with my cruise control, so the accelerator pedal got stuck. I was literally drugged and kidnapped, and had I not escaped, maybe I wouldn't be here today. And I guess divine protection. And I go into a little bit of detail. I met, in the course of these adventures, some government employees who were protecting me. There apparently is like a civil war going on in the government between these intelligence agencies, literally between good and evil people in the government. And they have my back, and they protected me, and they, I guess, are still doing that to this day.
Question on the text line, is this the gentleman that Buzz Aldrin punched in the face?
I'm afraid so. You know, I have nothing against him personally. I don't hate him. I, you know, pray for him and pray that he comes forward and tells the truth. It got a little heated up that day. I didn't mean to call him a liar, a coward, and a thief, and he didn't mean to punch me. He didn't plan it, but it's just one of those things that happened. You know, Joe Rogan called me up when I found this footage. He says, I'm 100% convinced the moon landings are fake. What can I do to help your cause? For some reason, the guy has backpedaled on that. I don't think you can, you know, watch an elephant levitate, you know, by David Copperfield, be amazed, then go backstage, see the crane, you know, and go, oh, that's it? And then go back and be amazed again. Once your eyes are open to the truth, I don't think you can go back and be deceived again. Now, he's saying differently now, and other people won't have me on their program to talk about it. Hmm. I was interviewed on InfoWars and told not to talk about the moon landing fraud for some reason. You know, I don't know why.
Well, people, look, I can speak to my experience. People will just think you're nuts or something. They'll think Dan Gaffney's crazy for even talking to this guy. And some people can't handle that. I can handle it. I've done it long enough where I've got thick skin.
What's crazy is that we have a government that faked the moon landing and killed their own president because he was going to expose their corruption. That's what's crazy. You know, conspiracy theorists, you could just call them criminal investigators. That's what we are, right. Because half of all crimes are plotted in advance. So half of all the crimes in the world are conspiracies. That's the name of a crime in the federal government. They indict mafia people for conspiracy, conspiring to commit crimes. The problem is the people who run our government are criminals, because Democratic Johnson approved the fake moon landing. He was there when they filmed it at Cannon Air Force Base. And then Republican Nixon gave it the thumbs up. So this idea that it's Republican versus Democrat, one is better than the other, is simply not true. They want us fighting each other so we don't go after them.
Hold on.
The fact is, unless the truth comes out that the United States faked the moon landing, it's just going to get worse. They're only going to be emboldened to keep doing more crimes against the people. And we're financing it. We're giving them a third of our income to do all these crimes against us.
I understand. When Bart Sabrell, hold on, Bart. Hold that thought, sir. Sabrell.com, S-I-B-R-E-L.com. Hold on, Bart. I'll be back. We'll have a one more segment with him at it's 7:54. Bart Sabrell is my guest. The book, Like Your Films, which I have seen, sounds fascinating. Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list. Bart Sabrell. Instant text into the studio here. Dan, you have to look at the moon landing by power used. They used 12 car batteries to power it. How many miles could you go in your car? There's no way they had that power to send even a video back to Earth. That speaks to your technology issue, right, Bart?
That's why they destroyed all the schematics and blueprints, because somebody like your caller could prove mathematically and electronically that the lunar module just in no way could work. In fact, there's just so many things wrong with that piece of equipment. That's a fantasy. And again, they can't travel 1,000 times farther into space in 1969 than they can today. That is completely backwards. So, you know, the idea that we can only go 250 miles into space now, but somehow we can go 1,000 times farther with 1969 technology on the first attempt is preposterous. Kennedy set the goal to go to the moon by the end of the decade, and it couldn't be done, and they faked it like a bluff in poker. We have to face facts. That's what they did, and it means our government is corrupt, and maybe we should do something about that.
Final plug. We have less than a minute. Final plug for the book or anything else you want to promote. Bart Sibrel.
Yeah, just go to my last name, Sibrel, S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, R-E-L, Sibrel.com. You can see most of this stuff for free. And if you want to get a copy of the book that I read on audio or Kindle or print, it's right there at Sibrel.com.
Jason from Laurel. This is the best ever, Dan. Please believe that. I'm surprised. I mean, more and more people over the years, I've noticed this, Bart. Over the years of doing talk radio, today more than ever, more and more people side with you. I will just say that. How's that?
Yeah, there's been a paradigm shift about 5 years ago and before. 9 out of 10 emails, and I've gotten thousands of them, were hate emails. And now 99 out of 100 are realizing, yes, this is a fact. They did fake the moon landing.
Bart, thank you so much. Thank you, Bart.
This is the Sundance Homes, Kitchens, Baths, and Exteriors sponsored studio of WXDE Lewis. Get away.